You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
She's 20 years old. She looks just as pure as a hunk of gold. But she ain't no thing.
All I gotta say is go marching in.
Oh, no, she ain't.
Go marching in, give her a drink of gin.
She's a simple-looking baby, but she knows her way around.
Round, round, table, table. Oh, hello, round, Mabel.
Her reputation is as quiet as snow. But snow don't stay white very long, you know. And she ain't no thing.
Oh,
oh, no, she ain't. She's a solid proposition, and she knows how to go to town.
I go to town, go around, go down, go around.
She gets to church on Sunday in the early bright by staying up bowling all Saturday night.
But I buy about that.
When she starts in to love me, my world turns upside down.
Upside down, upside down, upside down, upside down, down.
But still she's got sables and a fine new mink. She ain't
shoot
no thing.
Shoot the mink.
She got me all worked up and she makes my love come down.
Come down, go around, go downtown, bust us to sub up.
She don't go to parties and she don't like to roam. Cause everything she does, she can do at home. Yeah, she ain't no thing.
Go home!
Go home. Oh, no, she ain't. When a man comes together, 16 men left out.
We veer into modernity with She Ain't No Saint. That was 1945. A little electrified guitar in there. And the Spirits of Rhythm. And they're Leo Watson making those incredible comments on the song. That's wonderful. Leonard Feather was somewhere in that studio trying to direct things. And why not? This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and why not? Why not indeed? This is a Rumble of Spring edition, and we're rumbling right along here. We're going to rumble some more for you. Here's Theodore Morse, yes, the songwriter, Theodore Morse, who wrote When Uncle Joe Plays Ragtime on His Old Banjo, that Theodore Morse. And Abe Frankel, I think it says a piano duet on the label, and there are drums involved, Jazzin' Around, and that was from 1917. This is one of those Pathé Sapphire cuts, so don't cut yourself.
Thank you.
The Georgia Melodeons with San, 1924, very hot stuff, and very nicely recorded, aside from a little, a rumble in there. Can't help that, and I didn't want to cut the bass too much on these. I felt that having the rumble was not as bad as truncating the bass and the other frequencies and making it sound flat. Those Edisons were beautifully recorded, and they sounded, for acoustic recordings, they were really quite spectacular. Before that, the Rialto Dance Orchestra, very nicely recorded item. Nobody knows who these guys are. That was Sweet Indiana Home from 1921, and that's off a Federal. And I think it was also issued on Rezona and possibly Silvertone. And it's very obscure master. Nobody knows whence it came, but there it is. And it's certainly worth putting back out there into the world. Sweet Indiana Home. Good band. A little the sax player sounds Benny Krueger-esque a bit. Perhaps a little Weedoftian. I don't know. Before that, Theodore Morse and Abe Frankel, Jazzin' Around, 1917. And that's hot stuff. Boy, that's good. Great stuff. Picked up all those this past week. Found them, got them, and dusted them off, put them on the turntable, and now you got them. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and whatever I got, you get. That's musically speaking, of course, because there are certain things I have that you wouldn't want to have, but definitely... musically, whatever I've got is I pass it on. Here's a very nice recording of Edison again. Edison Diamond Disc from 1927. The Golden Gate Orchestra, which is, guess who, again, the California Ramblers. Ed Kirkaby is singing this, but it's a very famous tune, and you'll love this. Nice long version of it, too. Clementine from New Orleans.
And when she rolls them, pal, just kiss your gal goodbye. And oh, 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 when she starts dancing, she plays a mean castanet, you won't forget I mean. Down in that Creole town are wonderful gals around, but none like Clementine from New Orleans. somebody. So will I, so will I. You'll go to parties, yes, lots of parties. So will I, so will I. And you say off with the old love, on with the new. I'll say the same thing too. Then you'll be sorry, you'll be so sorry. So will I, so will I.
B.F. Goodrich Silvertown Court Orchestra. Silver Mash tenor on the vocal. And why shouldn't they be? That would be Joe White. So Will I, 1927. Nice bouncy, upbeat, up-tempo thing. And not a waltz. They recorded a lot of waltzes. They weren't really a jazz band, but somehow it fits. It all fits, because there is no plan. Before that, Vic Spiderbeck and his gang off a later pressing of Vocalion, Sorry. And I'm not apologizing. Golden Gate Orchestra, Clementine from New Orleans. There was also a little Adrian Rollini in there. I don't know if that was probably a penny whistle. It wasn't the hot fountain pen, because you could hear Adrian in the background on the bass sax. So I don't know who was playing that. But it was a very interesting arrangement to do of that song, and I like it. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just glad to get this stuff out there. Here's something that is unique, and it is unique because it was a home recording. I picked up a bunch of those thrown in, and I didn't know what I was getting till I got home and I opened these two tin cans that had some paper and some aluminum lacquer discs. And what we have here is something recorded at, I guess, was an adult summer camp. Because, families went to summer. They all, instead of sticking around in the city or whatever, people went off into the woods, they went to camps, they sat around a lake, they paddled around, they had social activities. That was sort of like what happened up in the Catskills in that era. But this was recorded at Camp Tioga. I assume it's the one in Pennsylvania. Somebody named Bob Exton. And this song, you'll just have to withhold your critical faculties on the title of it. But it's a wonderful tune. It's very catchy. And just don't think about it too much. Because if you do, I'm sure you'll write me some interesting mail on it. But from 1939, here's Bob Exton playing the piano, I think, and singing Fuddle Your Duddle.
Bob Exton from Camp Tioga, director of songs and cheers, fuddling his duddle.
When your mind is in a muddle and your brains won't go into a huddle, that's a game that you can play. It's bottle your double. You're invited to a party. You don't have to be a smarty if you want to entertain. Just bottle your double. Now don't think we are like the others trying to be funny. You'll find this game is the honey that saves you money. And it's because you're caught shorter and you can't do what you ought to. There's a game that you can play. It's bottle your double. Like another sign to be funny, you'll find this game is the honey that saves you money. Suicide you're contemplating, but your girl won't dream of mating. There's a game that you can play. It's part of your double.
Well, let's all fuddle our duddle and come in on the second chorus.
That duddle is in a muddle, and your brain won't go into a huddle. There's a game that you can play. It's fuddle your duddle.
Wise, just because they know a thing or two. You will find them every day, strolling up and down Broadway, telling of the many things they do. There are con men and their boosters, card sharks and crapshooters. They congregate around the Metropole. They wear fancy ties and collars, but where they get their dollars, they all have an ace down in the hole. Some of them write to the old folks for coin. That is their ace in the hole. While others have girls on the old tenderloin. That is their ace in the hole. They'll tell you of money that they never spent, and then flash a big bankroll. But their names would be mud, like the Champlain stud, if they lost that old ace in the hole.
Collect their full toll, and they know that their wifey will pay if they don't. That's their little old ace in the
Papa doing me wrong, all right. strong as a lion. When he left the flat, came home this morning just as weak as a cat. Oh, fortune telling man, please tell me if you can where my papa was last night. Don't tell him where I was, just tell me where he was last
Midge Williams and her Jazz Jesters, Fortune Telling Man, 1937, and that's off of Vocalion, and yeah, there's some good guys in there. I don't have the personnel list here, but those who are in the know will know who they are. Before that, the New Dixie Demons, a fairly early recording of Ace in the Hole, actually, even though the song was written about 1908, that's probably the second or third recording of that. From 1936. I think the first recording was J.C. Flippin, and somebody has that, but I don't. But that's Ace in the Hole from 36, and somehow that works after Fuddle Your Duddle. and that's rather noisy, but it's worth having. That's off one of those little 6-inch paper, like a cardboard recording, that was made at a summer camp in Pennsylvania, Camp Tioga. Fuddle Your Duddle from 1939, and it's amazing stuff. And I have one of those discs that was actually sent through the mail and is still playable as a recording. It's amazing, because considering half the things I get from eBay, well, let's say a couple of things in particular I've gotten from eBay that weren't too, didn't arrive in happy condition. But that paper thing got, you know, it was a postcard sent like one. This is Radiola, and We're not going to send this through the mail. We can send it over the email. Andy Senior, and I'm your postmaster of tunes here. Here's a recording given to me by my stepson, and I was glad to get it, and he was gracious and wonderful to give me this lovely copy of this recording from Joe. Yes, Bunny Berrigan and his boys, and this, well, there's no comment on this one necessary. I Can't Get Started, 1936.
I've settled revolutions in Spain, and the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. And on the golf course I'm under par, and Metro-Goldwyn want me to start. I've got a house, a show place, still I can't get no place with you. so supreme. Lyrics I write of you and I scheme. Dream day and night of you dream. Just of the sight of you. But what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. And Greta Garbo had me to tea. Still I'm broken hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
Him honey, that's 'cause he's so sweet, but after that it's names that I can't repeat. That woman gets tired, she's bound to get tired, loving one man all the time. Kissy, loving one man all the time. My gal, she was sweet as could be, but after we got married, she turned sour on me, 'cause a woman gets tired, she's bound to get tired, a loving one man all the time, I mean, a loving one man all the time.
¶¶ so-and-so, you little so-and-so, look what you've done to me. You're almost twice as bad as who's this again? I ought to take you out, and how have you been? You, this and that, you got me, you know what, is that the way to be? The Greeks have words for almost everything I know, but you little so-and-so.
Bob Crozier and his Cornelians, actually Gene Cardos, Chick Bullock singing that, You Little So-and-So, from 1937. Oh, yes. Well, Cardos never played anything slow, so what were you expecting? Before that, Carl Deacon Moore, sounding a little sleepier than Gene Cardos, A Woman Gets Tired of, One Man All the Time, 1938, and I don't know what to do to change that. That's just a fact of life sometimes. Fortunately, in this house, it hasn't occurred yet. I still have a grace period. Before that, Bunny Berrigan and His Boys, 1936, that great, probably the better version of this selection of the two that he did, I Can't Get Started, and that is, well, you know, what can you say? That's a real classic. Original copy, original, very, very sweet version of it, too. Nice clean copy. This is Radiola, and I do appreciate clean copies of things, and I play them occasionally. Sometimes I even appreciate clean songs. And I do, honestly. I really do. And this coming up is something that I think is spectacular, because I didn't know who this singer was. Apparently she was famous, but here is one of the Lacquer home recordings I got, and I have to assume that this recording was made in the by this man with this recording machine, because there's a little interchange afterward, and I have to assume this recording is unique. But Sarah Gorby was a very famous folk singer, and her stuff is available on YouTube, and it's on, you can find it on the internet, different places. But, and she was sang Russian and European folk songs and Yiddish and different things. But Sarah Gorby here is singing a Russian song, February 1940, and there's a little dialogue afterward. But this is pretty special, so here it is.
Ты говоришь, мой друг, нам расстаться надо. Выпить за тобой, за дно любовь моя. Но ни сего мне, ни горести, ни яда. Не думаешь ли ты, что плакать буду я? обняла давно. Со страстью будет весной. Прощай, я ухожу, окончен разговор. Я знаю, ждет меня и табор мой бесчисленный. И в темноте ночной простил ты котер. И меня довольно. Не пугай и не больно. Кто не любит, просто что ли здесь такого? Наконец-то взгляд за хор, за гитарный перебор. Я отдать могу любого.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah Gorby, for singing that song. And would you please give us a dedication?
Me?
No. Oh, please.
No, I can't.
Just that. Say that.
Well, my best wishes for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let's go slumming, or take me slumming. Let's go slumming on Park Avenue. Let us hide behind a pair of fancy glasses and make faces when a member of the classes passes. Let's go smelling where they're dwelling, sniffing everything the way they do. Let us go to it, then do it, why can't we do it too? Let's go slumming, no slumming at Park Avenue, yeah. Let's go smelling where they're dwelling, sniffing everything just like they do. Let us go to it, they do it, why can't we do it too? Oh, let's go slumming, go slumming, I'm part of you.
Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo, Slumming on Park Avenue, 1937. Yeah. And whoever they are, I have an idea who Tempo King is, but that's fine. That's, I kind of figure it's John Arcisi, but maybe it ain't, but I think it is. Before that, Sarah Gorby and a Russian song from a home recording from 1940, February. This is Andy Sr. with Radiola, and I want to thank you for listening this week. And enduring some of the rumbling and some of the grumbling from me, but it's been fun and I've enjoyed this. And we're going to finish in a joyous mood, the Hoosier Hot Shots in 1936, and Bye Bye Blues. So bye bye.